Listener supported. WNYC Studios. Red Line Awards done.
From newsounds.org, welcome to a special edition of the Soundcheck podcast, which is our series of live in-studio performances. I'm John Schaefer, and the live set you're about to hear was not recorded in our regular studio in Lower Manhattan, the studios of our parent station, WNYC, but rather across the river at Brooklyn Bowl. It was part of an evening-long celebration of WNYC and New York Public Radio in general, that was full of music and comedy and trivia and lots of special guests, but the featured performers were this band, Grizzly Bear. They had released earlier in 2018 a new record, their first in 5 or 6 years. It was called Painted Ruins, and Grizzly Bear brought some of their new songs and some old favorites to the stage of Brooklyn Bowl. Let's begin with this song called Losing All Sense.
Beside the walls, all alone. Ladies and gentlemen, Grizzly Bear. So that is from the latest Grizzly Bear record called Painted Ruins. And let's go from stage right to left. Chris Taylor on bass. Ed Drosty on vocals. Daniel Rawson on guitar. Aaron Arntz on keyboard. Christopher Bear behind the drum kit. All right, who's got the microphones?
I'm sharing.
All right, Daniel, I'll start with you. There is a line on the new album on the song Four Cypresses. The line is, it's chaos, but it works.
That's true. We have a lot of stuff. It's kind of a mess.
You set our engineers a major challenge tonight. 4 dozen channels of sound, so there's lots of opportunity for chaos to happen.
That's true.
In the songwriting process, how collaborative is it among the four of you?
It's always changing. You know, we're always trying to explore new ideas and take every idea seriously that everybody has. And it's always we're always opening up that process when we're recording. So it's always a new adventure.
Chris, let me ask you. You produced the record, Painted Ruins.
Thank you.
It took you guys a while. I mean, how long was the gestation period? Why the big gap between records this time around?
I don't know. People just needed to do a bit of life for a little bit, maybe not take a break from the band thing for a second.
Did you guys, maybe I'll ask Ed this question. When you guys finally did come together and make Painted Ruins, was it the record that you guys thought you were going to end up with when you set out?
I don't think we really had like a clear idea what was going to happen. We had like a huge collection of songs, and I think we wanted to try to explore new sonic boundaries, but like I think with all records, there's never like a, this is a California record moment, or you know, some sort of thematic thing. It's just sort of what works together and what everyone's excited about.
Having said that, part of the record was recorded in California, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, 3 of us live in LA now, so.
So Chris, you guys are finally back out on tour, and it's not just a tour. You're collaborating with Plus One, which is an organization that works on gun control. So.
We had Headcount out with us on the last tour to get people to register to vote. Just little things like that that we can do to try and, you know, make this crazy country work a little better. So, I don't know, it's up to everyone else, but, you know, we can only do our part, so.
I mean, you do what you can,
we
right?
We do, that's it.
Yeah. And Ed, a final question. This is a celebration tonight of New York Public Radio. Public Radio has been, apart from getting an iPhone commercial or something, Public Radio has been a big supporter of music.
Huge,
like
yeah.
This.
We're so thankful for the support from Public Radio and having us here and everything. So it's big ups. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Let's hear the rest of the set. Ladies and gentlemen, Grizzly Bear.
We'll be right back.
No surprise, this is often how it's done. Lately, it's about all I can take. I will move an end on this grave. mistake. I should have never tried. I took a cake, finished every slice. I moved away, just a pair of fines for every day that I shed. I left a lie.
Listening to Grizzly Bear, the indie rock band playing live at Brooklyn Bowl. This was recorded at a special event in June of this year, celebrating WNYC and New York Public Radio, the parent station of newsounds.org and these Soundcheck podcasts. That last song is Morning Sound from their most recent album called Painted Ruins. Before that, you heard the song Yet Again, which is from the 2012 record called Shields. And the next two tracks both go even further back to their hit record Vecatimist. We'll hear Ready Able, and then the song that you may recognize from an old iPhone commercial called 2 Weeks. Again, it's Grizzly Bear on this edition of the Soundcheck Podcast, our live performance series from newsounds.org.
Good. everybody. I used to live a block away, so did Chris, in the same house.
True.
It's really, you know, we're back.
While you wait for the others to make it all worthwhile, all your useless pretensions are weighing on my time. You could beg for forgiveness as long as you like, or just wait out the evening. You'll only beat me dry. Yes, you'll only beat me dry. So I'll ask you kindly, make your way. Pretend to find, keeping up with the motions still occupies our time. You could hope for some substance as long as you like, just wait out the evening. Always ask me why. Yes, you'll only bleed me dry. So I'll ask you finally, make your way.
That's Grizzly Bear, our special guests, on an evening celebrating New York Public Radio and WNYC at Brooklyn Bowl, While You Wait for the Others is the name of that track, and while they were playing that, we were waiting for our guest DJ, Talib Kweli, to get ready to spin some kind of after-party music for us, but there was a little bit of a technical glitch, and so while we worked that out, the guys in the band were game enough to play another song for us. From the new record called Painted Ruins, here's Grizzly Bear with Cutout.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, WNYC.
That's called Cutout from Grizzly Bear. You'll find it on their last record called Painted Ruins. That performance was part of their live set for us at Brooklyn Bowl in June of this year, an evening event of special guests, music, trivia, comedy, and more. My thanks to our recording and mix engineer, Edward Haber, and to our technical director, Irene Trudell. I'm John Schaefer from newsounds.org. This is the Soundcheck Podcast.